find it, so can they. How investigators spot the online red flags. And that's what this show today is about. I've been monitoring this particular website, and there were a couple more similar, but thank you to the FBI and everybody involved, they were actually able to stop it. Now, if you go on Google, Yahoo.go, and stuff like that, there's still some websites lingering that have a lot of bad stuff. Always think, number one, I want to give you guys the investigator standpoint on what we actually look for and what some of the police officers and other organizations look for when breaking down these websites. And also today, live, right here, as it's happening, as you guys seeing it on Facebook, as you guys are listening to the radio, you guys are going to be a part of something big today. And that is, we're going to take out one of these websites and start the initial process of actually taking in one of these websites. Now, the website itself, I'm not going to be saying the name for obvious reasons. The same way that you guardian angels, you beautiful people, my fellow great ones, great, amazing people, there's also a lot of bad people that are always watching you social media. It is not a game. I don't care if you think you are somebody big. I don't care if you think that you are nobody. And if you think that you are nobody, number one, just stop right there. You are somebody. You are somebody important. You are somebody special. So therefore, I do want to watch a couple things also. I don't care about monetizing. What I do care about is this being able to reach the people that are actually watching it. So therefore, some of the wording is going to be a tiny bit different just because social media, whether you're doing the right thing or not, is just a freaking AI. So therefore, they will cut you down and shut you down so fast, it's not even funny, even if you are doing the right. This show currently is airing on Facebook Live, and it's been recorded live and will air tomorrow at 7 a.m. Eastern Time on iHeartRadio, Pandora, Amazon Music, or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast. Simply search the Stack Force and you'll definitely find me there. Also, today's show will be cross-posted on the entire the Stack Force network, including Guardian of Innocence, The Hunt, and Unchained, Voices of Survival. Now, enough of the blah, blah, blah. How about we get straight to the freaking action, shall we? So today's topic is, if you can't find it, so can they. So if you were to stumble in one of these fake websites that have a lot of bad stuff, also know and think that so many people have found it before. You mean? And there's a lot of people, bad people, that actually do utilize those websites for very bad stuff. So one of the things that I will tell you, can I jump in the gun here? Do report it, especially when it comes to children, trafficking, and that type of stuff. You do want to report that. I mean, it's not pointing fingers. Your job as a guardian is not, and as a great one, is not to go out there, figure out if this is going to be a case or not. Your job is simply, if you see something, say something. Have you guys heard that before? Because at the end of the day, if you're wrong, guess what? It took them probably an hour, a couple of hours to check it out, conduct an investigation. But if it was something and you didn't say anything, then bad things are happening and you could have stopped it or at least helped stop it, but you did nothing. So in part, yeah, it is your fault. If you see something that is not right and you don't do anything about it, it's part of it is your fault. You are involved on the bad stuff that is happening because you had the opportunity to do something and you decided to be selfish and not do crap. All right, so welcome back to the show. Today's episode is about, it's not about panic, it's about accusations. And it's definitely not about naming websites. I know some people are watching this, not in the front end, but in the back end, saying, oh, what are the sites? What are the sites? I want to check it out. What are the sites? I don't play that, homie. You're going to find out when you find out. This episode is about awareness. Because recently, I stumbled across something online that raised serious questions and it led me to a bigger realization. If a regular parent can find questionable material online in minutes, then people with bad intentions can find it too. Does that sound familiar? And like I said before I hit the record button on this one, this is being recorded live. I'm also on Facebook Live right now as we speak. So I'm going to be doing unlike the other shows with the whole nine jars and the mambo jambos, I'm going to be going back and forth and so on, just for fun and also to get the entire audience, all right? But like, this information is actually really important. Today's conversation definitely matters. Let's be clear about something up front. There are lawful adult communities that are protected forms of expression. You guys sometimes see that in Louisiana, or you might have some people that are swingers or whatever you want to call it, man. As long as you are a consenting adult, I don't give a crap. You mean, as long as you're not hurting innocent people, you know, the part consent is really important. Who cares? Do you? Be you. I really don't care what you are, what you want to be, what you don't want to be. So be it. How about it? But there are not only legal context is involving nudity. Things tend to change when it comes to that. And no, I am not talking about corn. I call it corn. You guys can fill up the blank, all right? Not really too hard to understand. But now when children are involved, public online distribution changes everything. That's the big difference. When you have nude children and stuff like that, now that changes. And when it's also being used for distribution and how it gets to everywhere else, now we're talking like, hold up, ears perked up, ears open, sir, right? My officers, police, by the way, the DS Task Force are not police officers. We will collaborate with police, state troopers, FBI, fill in the blanks, as long as it's to rescue men, women, and children for sex and human trafficking. And when it comes to these pedos and that type of stuff, yeah, that falls into the DS Task Force. Everybody needs to protect the children, you know? My police officers are not going to be asking, hey, what does this website claim to be? What they're going to be asking is, what risks this create for children? That distinction right there does matter. You can have a website that it says, oh, this is art, or Instagram, by the way, you're on my sites. I'll tell you right now, Instagram, you are on my sites. You're allowing children to be exposed naked, okay? Showing boobies, stuff like that. Don't think I don't know. I know the time is coming. So unscrew yourself. Anywho, this is not about Instagram, but definitely I had to put it out there because it is true. The distinction between men having consulted adults and doing corn hub or anything like that is a big difference than when you have children that are doing that type of stuff or similar stuff. Here's something that most parents don't actually know. Investigators don't look for one bad image that will raise the questions if we notice it or anything like that. But it's not going to be as serious as if you got a lot more. That's what we typically are looking for. And trust me, if you got one, that's going to be a questionable. That's definitely going to raise some questions. Start an investigation. Now, if you got more than one, then you're getting fried, baby. You're getting fried. Also, look at the patterns. Patterns are really important and it will teach you a lot about a person, a site, an entity, meaning a company or whatever the case is. So that's why the most information and what we target the most, the patterns, what's really going on out there. Now, that includes analysts working with organizations like the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children, who partners directly with the federal and international law enforcement. Their job is not to debate the idea. Their job is to assess the risk, accessibility, and the impact that this is going to have, not only on the website and the people that see it, but worldwide. And I'll tell you right now, if you guys cover your VPN, you guys will find even worse stuff. All right. So this is not a game. This is not a game. Now, the biggest red flags investigators look for, all right? Number one is going to be public accessibility. If the content involving minors, yeah, that's exactly what I said, is open to the public, like anybody can get it. It's searchable on Google, .gov, what is it, .go, or whatever the case is, Yahoo, and all them things. What's the other one? Bing. And all this stuff. Can you search it easily? You know? Does it have a shareable URL? Can you go to the website, copy and paste the URL, copy the URL and send it to your friends or somebody else? Whatever the case is, another bad actor out there that want to see something else. Because I tell you right now, when there's one, there's more. Unfortunately, in this, when it comes to human trafficking, sex trafficking, exploitation of children, and so on, is really bad. And the demand for it is freaking insane. I hate it all. That's why I love rescuing these people and doing my best to bring these people to justice. If they don't make it to justice, because they were the ones that take a forever nap, they don't reoffend. You get it? It's a meaningfully age restricted. Now, actually, Pornhub got in trouble for this because you can easily click, hey, yeah, I'm 18. And there you go. You get as much corn as you want. The thing is, especially with this type of stuff, it's important that nobody can actually see it. Just say, hey, search it, and there it is. No warning, no nothing. And like, it gets better, trust me. It definitely gets better. But those three things that I said actually does raises a lot of alarms. Like, boom, 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 boom. You know, public plus minus plus sensitive material, that's a immediate scrutiny. It's horrible. And I can't wait to get to the part that we shut the place down. Also, on those uncertain sites, the overly defensive legal language, they like using a lot of long legal manifesto citing. I noticed that too. They have a whole entire page for it. And they make it seem like it's the law. We are protected by the First Amendment and this and that. Listen, I don't even listen to some of the stuff that they like to use, this type of website they like to use to make people feel better on using their site. They'll put stuff like all court cases, the First Amendment protection plans and First Amendment protection this. Or my website has been reviewed by attorneys. My attorneys that I pay say that the website is good to go. And so therefore the United States of America is not going to do anything. They can't. It's all legal. Well, guess what? America. Heck yeah. Something's going to happen. Something is going to happen. Ain't going to be pretty for ya. This doesn't reassure us investigators. Like, this is not going to reassure us that, hey, everything, oh, they say that the lawyers have looked at the website. Oh, they used the First Amendment. Oh, they backed up by the Constitution. That's not going to make us feel secure that everything is fine. Because I tell you right now, seeing naked children online is never fine. All right? Let's just be clear. This actually, that's why this, when websites say that does the complete freaking opposite. Completely opposite. That's like, wait a minute, what are you covering here? There's a lot more to dig into this. We digging. Oh, grab the shovel. Actually, bring a bulldozer and everything else you want to bring, because we're going to do some digging. We're going to be drilling like we were drilling for oil. Oh, we digging. Now, legitimate child safe places don't need to preactively justify themselves to strangers. Like, think about it, man. Like, the fact of the matter is that if you are doing the right thing, you don't need to justify the right thing. It's obvious, it's common sense that you're doing the right thing, so you don't even need to talk about it, because it's you're doing the right thing, plain and simple, right? If you're not doing anything illegal, there's nothing to see here. How about it? Carry on. For real, these people. So these websites, they will definitely say stuff like, you, I told you in the past, also try to say that, oh, this is safe, this is legal, and so on. But I guarantee it, it gets better. We haven't even scratched the tip of the iceberg. Internet versus print reality. Another thing that happens is that they like to use, like, they like to manifest and use cases, as they say, you know, the common law type of thing from the past when it was magazines and when it was newspapers, and trying to say, hey, because of these court cases, this is 100% legal. I can do this, and you can download and get all everything that you have desires, because this is all right. You can do this. But here's the truth. The internet is global. It's definitely anonymous, if you make it that way. And it's instantly distributable. You can easily post. And this is one problem that we're having with AI. I'm telling you right now, with my other company, I use AI all the time because it helps me. It makes some of the scripts a lot better than what I came up with. It helps me do research. AI is pretty cool. I even have an avatar. Her name is Emily, and I use her all the time. And people tend to like the way we do things when it comes to that part, because it's actually pretty cool and it's helpful. Yeah, by all means. The thing is that nowadays, if you put a picture online, even if it's you with your children and so on, with AI, they can make that child look butt naked. No problem. AI will do it in less than, a minute? And they'll do it for free. With the right AIs, they'll definitely do it for free. You get a free trial. And some of them are free for life. So therefore, you got to be careful on what you do, especially when it comes to your children. Like, the stuff is getting real, guys. I'm not playing. I'm not here. I come from a place of authority. This is not to make you scared or anything like that. But this is the truth, whether you like it or not. So that's why you got to be careful on what you post with your children and so on, because they're watching. And I'm not talking to people that are on your feed doing the likes and so on. I'm talking about the people that don't say crap. That they're silent out there. You know who you are. I'm going to get you. And my team is going to have a whole lot of fun. We're coming for you. All right? And so keep watching. Keep watching. Trump is not the only one. You understand? All right. So once they get the bad actors, they got the pictures of your children, or they download these pictures and the whole nine yards, then you can't really control it, man. There was a woman that was trafficked, and she was a minor, and she was doing the coon hunt. And it doesn't matter, once she was able to escape, and she had a judge, I believe that she had a judge, like, order, hey, take everything offline and so on, because when she was doing the coon hunt, she was a minor. But they kept deleting the stuff, and seconds later, another one pops up, and another one pops up. You can be deleting the stuff for the rest of your life, and somebody else is going to just whoop, put it right back up. Like, people are sick. I mean, look at OnlyFans. This girl made how many millions? Like 22 million or something like that. The second she turned 18, that means the pictures were made before she was 18, and she posted exactly when she turned 18. Just saying, there's a lot of sickos out there. That's why Blue Page with the fans is so popular. There's a lot of sickos, you know? And law enforcement treat online distribution very differently than all magazines or books, all right? Also, mixed age representation. There's one flying here that I'm going to ta-ta-ta-ta-ta-ta soon. Like, I don't even know how in the heck it got inside here, but I'll tell you what. Now, mixed age representation. Listen up. Right now, you can go on Instagram and you're gonna see kids dancing and nothing to see there, right? Hey, have fun. As long as everything is being nice, they're not being more than dancing and doing their moves and so on, by all means, be nice, give eyeballs, monitoring and so on and so on, no problem. The problem that I'm having with Instagram is they have that and they'll have like a parent, because at the same time, it can be done by AI. It only takes, like I said before, a couple of seconds or a minute. And the thing is that right now they're putting young girls out there, whether it's AI or factual girls, as like topless. They'll pretend that they're doing a push-up. They're topless. So, I mean, you know, the shirts are really baggy. You can see in the inside. And they'll show like a parent walking and so on, thinking that makes it okay. Come on, guys. Like, honestly. Then from there, you go into their profile. And they'll have a Telegram. And you go to the Telegram link. And they'll tell you, oh yeah, 50 videos for $10, pay by Bitcoin. And if you think that I'm playing, I'll leave it at that. All right? There's a reason that I say everything. So it's not hard. It is not hard. All right? Adults and children shown together in sensitive context, even if labeled as family, are evaluated very differently. Investigating, they're not going to ask what is the creator's intent. Let's get into the flow. The creator instead, they're going to ask who else can access it, and if somebody else was to access it, why are they accessing this type of websites? You know, another thing is when you are in this type of websites, and by the way, just to remind you, we're talking about websites that have children and birthday suits, all right? You can put the two together really fast, all right? Some of these websites, they'll have volume, like 500 pictures and cataloging. They'll have like 500 pictures, volume one, volume two, another 500 or 700 pictures and so on. They got these large archives of pictures. Also, repeated uploads that you can upload as much as they can. We'll upload twice a week, or we'll upload this many times a month, or whatever the case is. Or content still fresh. Yeah, but it is. All right. And then they're put into categories. It's Christmas time, or New Year's, or at the beach, or down in the farm. And I'm not making this crap up. I really not. I wish I was. But if I was, I had this double time to make stuff up, then I'm doing something wrong. Time is valuable. All right. So therefore, also the years of the material. How long has the website been there? How old is the material? Sometimes you might see some children on birthday suits, for example, but we're talking about showing about National Geographic or that type of stuff, Discovery Channel, or whatever the case is, that it's not for sexual means. It's actually like teaching you how it was back in the day when people were natives, you know? And that type of stuff, like back in the 1950s or even less. I got no clue. But I guess you probably like showing you history and that type of stuff. There's a big difference between that and the type of stuff that I'm talking about. That also brings me to this, the audience behavior. Having this content, is it gonna, as an investigator, we ask about the audience behavior. Like, is this content gonna be shocking people? You know, investigators analyze search terms too that lead to the website. That's actually really important, because sometimes what you can do in this type of stuff, and by the way, I'm not telling anybody to start doing be searching for stuff like this, leave that to the professionals. But if you stumble upon something, freaking report it. If you don't report stuff like this, you are part of the problem. You're encouraging it. You understand? So therefore, big difference. So the search term, what can I search to lead me to the site? Also, the referral traffic. whose what websites, entities, or whatever the case is pushing the website. Also, overlapping user behavior is the content is gonna attract people that are associated with harmful activity that also changes the legal risk dramatically. Like a website that has kids and birthday suits, and would a pedo be seeing that? That changes things, because if your website is attracting pedos and that type of stuff, then hey, wait, hold up, say what? All right. Also, another red flag is monetizing or support. They're gonna be asking, hey, support the cause, asking for subscriptions, donations. They'll have ads or paid access, for just $1 or just for $5, $20, whatever the case is. You get a month, you get legal access to this and that, video and pictures unlimited plus, that type of stuff. So really important. Money actually changes everything in the legal analysis, because now the way that we see things, and the police department, the investigators and so on see things, it's like, wait a minute, so you're selling pictures of new children and you're making money out of it? Like, hold up. It's bad enough that you're already doing one, but now we are gonna go into a whole different bracket altogether. So this is really, really, really serious. Really serious. A website does not need to get a website, or anybody does not need to declare itself legal. Oh, this is a legal website, but I'm doing illegal stuff. The hook, all right? Intent does not override the impact. You know, child protection is always going to come first, no matter what. I don't need to read a teleprompter to know that. That's why the system exists. That's why reporting tools exist. And that's why good people speaking up matters. You guardians of innocence, you great ones. It's really important. You guys see some of these sites that are popping up and so on. Report it. And I'm going to give you one way also that you can actually report it and be anonymously. And from there, it's going to go to the authorities as well. What would a responsible person should do? What would a guardian of innocence, a great one, should do? I just came across this. If you're ever encountering something that makes you uncomfortable involving minors, one, don't be downloading crap. Do not download anything. Let it be. Do not download. Did I already mention not to download? Because I think I mentioned not to download. That means don't freaking download. Even if you want to play detective, even if you're trying to come up with a lullaby, bro, the law is the law. And if you're breaking the law, you're breaking the law. You know, so don't be downloading crap, pictures or anything like that. Let that to the professionals. You understand? Also, don't screenshot. A lot of people say, hey, if I just screenshot it, they're not going to know. Who's going to know? Oh, they know everything. Your cell phone? Oh, man. I tell you what. That thing knows everything about you. What heck? You can find the location of the cell phone even if you take the battery out. It's a receiver from the satellites. It's a receiver. No screenshotting. Don't download. Definitely not share. Even if you got the good intentions, do not share it. Don't send it to your family and friends and try to say, hey, this is messed up. Look at this. What should I do? None of that. I'm telling you exactly what you need to do. It's important that you actually do it, though. If you don't help out when it comes to this type of stuff, you see something, you don't say something, you're part of the problem. I don't care if you agree or disagree. That's not my problem. I will get you. I will find you. I know this is not the movie Taken, but at the end of the day, we don't play. You understand? When it comes to children, try me. Also, don't be trying to be and play detective and investigate yourself. Instead, report to the cyber tip line. Let trained professionals like the DS Task Force, the federal agencies, and the local authorities, whatever the case is, actually do their job. All right? Reporting is not accusing. You're not being a snitch, but reporting a website that has nudity and stuff like that for children. What you're actually doing is you are protecting. So United Nations, a website that is doing bad stuff, you're doing the complete opposite. You actually protecting what's going the children. Wouldn't you want somebody to protect your children or your niece, nephews, whatever the case is? Like, that's what we do here, and we don't mess around. The key takeaway I want you, every parent, to remember is that if you can find it, someone with bad intentions can too. All right? Awareness isn't fear. Education is not panic. I'm not here to scare you. And protecting children is never overreacting. This episode isn't about pointing fingers. It's about keeping our eyes open, because silence protects the wrong people and awareness protects kids. My fellow great ones and guardians of innocence, the DS Task Force actually did find one of those websites. We've been monitoring it for nearly a year. And one of the things that I will say is that while monitoring that one, there were some even worse ones that you can actually search through Yahoo. Yahoo! Whoever did it did a great job. And while I was monitoring that one and I was going to take the other website, they actually shut the websites down. So that's actually good job. Made it a lot harder, I'm sure, because there's bad people everywhere that can keep it. And I'm not talking about the deep web, by the way, guys. I'm talking about the surface level web. Over here, I'm talking about freaking Yahoo. That's not a deep web. That's what you use every day. That, Google, so on and so on. Reddit, what's their other freaking thing? Freaking DuckDuckGo. And by the way, that type of stuff, let's go to the authorities. There's ways, all right? So we found one of those websites. We've been monitoring that website for nearly a year. Maybe it's even more, I'm not too sure. A long freaking time. We'll leave it like that. We found one, and we're going to start the process right here, live, in a couple minutes to take it down. All right? So now let's get back into the action. And that is that if you guys find a website like that, like I said before, you can actually do it anonymously. I'm Puerto Rican, man. Do you understand the word coming out of my mouth? And nobody understands. right on. But there's a way that you can actually report this type of stuff. Escondido mode. Dun, dun, dun. You can easily go to report.cybertip.org. That is report.cybertip.org, and you can report it there anonymous. Escondido mode. Inspector Gadget. From there, the investigators will analyze and continue the proper escalation that it requires. All right. Me, on the other hand, will not be doing it Inspector Gadget mode. Escondido mode. Because I do want a follow up. I want a freaking follow up. I want a follow-up. I want from point one all the way to shutdown. I want to know every single step of the way. Organizations that do this type of stuff want to collaborate. I'll be more than happy to find them more. I want to find them more. I want to find all these websites, but I don't want to just find the websites. I want to find the people that are controlling the websites. I want to find the people that are providing the content to the websites. I want to find the people that are buying the content from the websites. And take them all down. Like, line them up, and they will not reoffend. So that's why, at first, my first step is actually I'm going to lead a couple of seconds from now. I'm going to lead by a sample and do it in the .go, you serious? The server tip line. All right? And then from there, I'm going to be describing it too. I'm going to keep this one on. I'm gonna run this screen right over here. And I'm gonna go directly to the tip line. We're gonna do it right here. And this is where actually the letter is gonna say. I think I'm kinda jumping the gun a little bit, but yeah, the local authorities, the tip line, the FBI. I don't care. Hey, let's collaborate. You know what I mean? We need to stop these people. Like, it's not only the drugs, but this is drugs too. And this is affecting our children, to be clear. You guys get the freaking point. Why am I being so nice? All right? So this is what the letter is going to say. Type of concern. Public website displaying nude images and videos of minors. This is the physical letter. All right? So let's redo it. Type of concern. Public website displaying nude images and videos of minors. Website. URL. I'm not going to tell you that. I know they're going to get it, but I'm not going to tell you that. From there, now, in you guys' case, if you see something like that, go ahead and type it in, the URL that they find it, and any other specific pages or URLs that you may find the same stuff too. Including if you guys find like videos on Facebook or Instagram or whatever the case is, like report it. Definitely report it, all right? Description of concern. I encountered a publicly accessible website that displays photographic and video content. The pie sizing, I'm Puerto Rican, man, showing nude adults and children together. The site presents its material as and claims constitutional protection by the content is open and claims constitutional protection. But the content is openly available online without apparent age verification or access to controls. If one of the people out here, little side note, if one of you guys, listeners or viewers, if any of you guys are actually in the news, like, let me know. I would love to collaborate and do a couple of things live. But also, the thing is that, can anybody teach me how to write a teleprompter and I sound like a freaking robot? I've been trying YouTube, NBC, I think it is, guys, a couple of good videos out there. But everybody that is on the news and stuff, and they do this live, and they got that little headset thing on, and the tablet and papers and computers, and they're doing all this. And a lot of times they got a producer or somebody in the ear at the same time. Like, and you're live on TV. Like, I don't know how you guys do it. I'm learning. I do it for different purposes. But at the end of the day, like, I don't know how you guys do it. Like, power to you guys, man. I'm really trying here. I'm really trying. But anywho, let's get back to the action, shall we? All right. Without apparent age verification or access controls, the material appears to include racial deceptions of minors in the nude, distributed to a general audience on the internet, giving the public accessibility, presentation, and distribution context. You get it? Giving the public accessibility, presentation, and distribution context. And this is happening right now, as we pick right now live. Like right now. I am concerned this content may violate United States laws related to child sexual exploitation and child safety, or at minimum warrants review by appropriate authorities. A couple of the things that I'm going to say on the radio or on Facebook Live. I am submitting this report to allow trained analysts and law enforcement to determine legality and take appropriate action. I am also disclosing my cell phone number and my email address and would like to have a follow-up on this matter as well. Then I go how I found the website and the search engines, or how I did find it. Also, additional notes. The site contains a detailed legal disclaimer assessing legality and referring historical court cases. However, due to the public online distribution of new deceptions involving minors, I believe review by the NCMEC and law enforcement is appropriate. And that is the letter. Now, from here, so right now, for everybody listening at the house and so on, I'm actually, because I'm going to do this right now. I'm going to send out this part with the follow-up. Now, I'm just going to go a little bit up. And I didn't prepare it, this part of actually contacting them. I prepared the letter and the whole nine yards, but I wanted to do this live. I'll find it a lot better this way. Usually, I'm doing it like this too, because I wanted to at least tell you guys. Oh, and by the way, for everybody that is listening to this, to the podcast, and even the people on Facebook, I'm going to actually put in the website in the on Facebook. It's going to be in the description and the comments. And also for everybody that is listening, it's going to be on the show notes. So you guys can actually find the website that I've been talking about in the show notes for you guys to do whatever, have as reference, or if you guys see something, hopefully this little podcast that I'm doing over here will actually help you. If you guys do a podcast or live, pre-write, don't just have it in your telepractor, like pre-write the website, especially if you plan to go to it live, because I did not do that, and that's what's taking so long. All right, so we're going to take a whole different action now. We're going to take a whole different action, and we're going to do this hot. All right, what we're going to do is we're going to go on Google, and let's act as if you don't know the website, you don't know anything, you found something perfect. You found something on Google or a website that has bad stuff, such as the stuff that we've been talking about today, all right, on this show. And right now, I got a blank page on Google. The letter I already got copied and pasted, at least, all right? So I'm on Google. I'm going to put on the search bar. What would you guys put on the search bar? Let's try report website with naked children. Report website with naked children. This is awesome. I like it. I like it. Oh, good job. Good job. Good, like 500 times. Good job. So, oh, cool. Really good job. So I went on Google. And remember that website that I was saying that I should have just posted or copied in the computer or whatnot? I didn't. I put it on Google. And I just put on Google, report website with naked children. That's exactly what I put in. And the first thing that you guys see is Cyber Tip Report. The Cyber Tip Line is the place to report child sexual exploitation if you believe you or someone you know is a victim of exploitation. We are here to help. The website is report.cybertip.org. That is report.cybertip.org. That is the website I was telling you guys about, and they are number one on Google. You know, when you look for something like that, like that's cool. So I'm going to click it. The EOSHO National Center for Missing and Exploited Children Cyber Tip Line. And then in the headers, it has report child sexual exploitation, other resources, frequently asked questions, contact us, English. And then the Cyber Tip Line is the place to report child sexual, in big letters, guys, front page, big letters. The Cyber Tip Line is the place to report child sexual exploitation. If you believe someone you know is a victim of exploitation, we are here report to help report incident. And then it has a big blue button thing that says literally report incident. Then on the bottom it says want to learn more before you make report. Listen, you need to know. Once you hit the make report thing, it has different type of things. Like I wouldn't say really a pop up. But something similar, like a page come out, and it said the Cyber Tip Line is the place to report child sexual exploitation. If you believe you are a victim of exploitation, we are here to help. You are not alone. To make reports, I'm going to put this on the air too. As a matter of fact, this is going to be in the show notes, but you never know. One show can be helping a lot of people in a lot of different ways. So I'm going to put this in the show notes for you guys listening on the radio and everybody on Facebook Live. I got you guys too, all right? To make reports concerning other incidents, please contact the following resources. For domestic violence, the hotline.org or 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 1-800-799-SAFE. That's 7233. Again, that is 1-800-799-SAFE. Or, yeah, because the cell phones don't do that anymore. So let's do it one more time. 1-800-799-7233. For domestic violence, call 1-800-799-7233. Or 1-800-787-3224. That's 1-800-787-3224. Or simply test start to 88788, in which I think it will be the easiest to remember. Test start for domestic violence abuse. Test start to 88788. For child abuse, we have the childhelphotline.org. That is the childhelphotline.org. Or you can call 1-800-422-4453. That is childhelphotline.org. Or you can call 1-800-422-4453. That is 1-800-422-4453. For feelings of suicide, we guide you guys to, and that is suicidepreventionlifeline.org. That's suicidepreventionlifeline.org. It says something about, oh, you can dial also 988. We did a show about this before, actually. Remember with Emily and suicide on the holidays, because like it gets higher. You can also dial 988, or and I think you can also test 988 too, if you're feeling suicidal, to talk to somebody. All right. Then it says something about I understand and quick exit and afraid of no ghost. All right. So after that, and by the way, missing child and exploring ceiling, children, like, good job, man. Like, I'm loving you guys. If you guys would like, love to collaborate, I'm telling you right now, that will be a drop everything type of thing. Like, I'm going to be contacting you guys after the show. Actually, we're going to make a show about contacting you guys, because I want my audience, my beautiful people, my guardians of innocence, to be able to collaborate with you guys. The DS staff would love to collaborate with you guys. You guys are amazing. These are goals right here. Like, missing and exploited children, like, this is the goal. What you guys are doing is, like, utmost respect. Like, for real. So, then I asked the questionnaire for the report. Because we're doing this. Don't fall asleep. We're doing this. All right? It says, I am reporting something that happened to myself, someone I know, neither something I saw or heard, but don't know the victim. In my particular case, that will be correct. When did the most recent incident happen? It hasn't occurred yet. Yesterday, today, now, less than a month ago, between a month and 6 months, between 6 months and a year, over a year ago. I don't know. I put it for yesterday, today, now. Because it's still active. Free provide the appropriate date and time of the most recent incident. If you cannot remember the most recent date, provide a date and time to the best of your knowledge. I put today's date. What do you think is going to happen? Please provide the appropriate time. How about right now? So it's 9:37 p.m. So I'm going to put 9:37 p.m. What is it, guys? Is Sulu minus 3 or 4? Oh, there you go. Eastern Standard, Colombia, Cancun, Jamaica, Ecuador, Peru, Eastern, New York. Oh, type to church. I'm a special kind of stupid. New York. Damn. All this time, guys. All this freaking time. Like I said, this is live. This is not fake. The podcast is being recorded live, but the only thing that I'm editing now is the long passes to, like, value your time. Right now, we are 1 hour, 5 minutes, okay? So, all I needed to do is search Eastern Standard Time. I could have typed it and that was it. Pre-select your time zone, New York City time. Was this incident one time or ongoing? Definitely ongoing. Without a shadow of a doubt, ongoing. Where did this incident happen? Online, offline, or both? I'm going to put online per the letter, and then we'll take it from there. Besides, I'm gonna contact them. I am not playing. All right, pre-choose the option that best describes your incident. You will be able to select other categories later if your situation fits multiple situations. The only thing that I will say, I can't really say that. Like, the only difference, let's say that I want to put a tip right now, this will be a pain in the ass. But I think the reason for that is because it's not meant to be like right now. If you guys see somebody getting abused or anything like that, number one, do something about it. And number two, make sure you call 911. Maybe call 911, then do something about it, you know? But the fact of the matter is that maybe that's why. All right, so please choose the option that best describes your incident. Misleading words, manipulated to sexual content, news or sexual images, videos of a child. Well, that was fast. And that actually raises an alarm, not on behalf of these people, but the fact that it's like on the top. I understand their mission and so on, but you know how frequently this needs to happen for them to just put it right on the top, like boom. Are there additional items you are reporting today? Please select other apply. Misleading words, manipulated display, play misleading words, manipulated to display sexual news of sexual images, videos of a child, sexual abuse of a child, sexual exploitation of a child, not listed here. Someone chatting online with a child about sex. Someone offering something of value to a child in return of sexual acts, money, food, shelter, a ride, clothing, drugs. You see a pattern here? And this is coming from the missing child exploitation website. Like, literally. What I put in the podcast on Facebook Live and all this or that, I don't do it to look nice or freaking be a freaking hero. There's no hero in this shit. Eventually, I will die. Ain't no damn hero. The fact of the matter is that these kids need help. Obviously, the kid need help, okay? Common fucking sense. That goes out the window. All right. Someone traveling internationally to sexually abuse a child. Unwanted sexual emails or texts either involving children or sent to a child. Websites or domains manipulated to display sexual content. Do you or the child victim currently feel in physical danger because of the incident? Then you ask better be calling 911. Hold the thought. Ears. Open, sir. Ears. They got another thing that we need to... I'm going to do a show about them. I definitely going to do a show and a podcast about them. And I'll share the screen, the whole nine yards. They have a thing called Take It Down. And what it says is, having news online is scary, but there is hope to get it taken down. Take It Down service is one step you can take to help remove online news, partially nude or sexuality explicit photos and videos before you were 18. Have images or videos you like have taken down. Have images and videos you like to have taken down. Visit here to learn more. And you guys can actually learn more at report.cybertip.org. I'm loving this. Like, this company, this organization, I'm loving them. Better than McDonald's. Mm-hmm. I'll tell you what. Talking about this can be difficult, but you are not alone. We are going to ask you to provide as much information as you can. This will help our team of analysts at the National Center of Missing and Exploited Children, who are trained to review your report so it can be provided to the appropriate people for possible investigation. You are doing great. Based on your answers, a bit more information will allow us to help you best. One thing that I also like about the website is the fact that it's actually somewhat encouraging and not pushy. They're not pushy or trying to make you feel a certain way. If anything, they're more inviting and encouraging, and which is cool, because if you are going through something, trust me, you don't want to talk to freaking nobody, okay? So you have more details about the incident. I have more details, direct message, no. They got different type of things, like direct message, group message, a post, a comment, live stream. So be careful what you say online or stream online. Also say, because even if you got it in private, it's never private. It's the internet. It's never private. For the bad actors, you're stupid too. Do you have screenshots or chat logs from the incident? Give you the whole entire website, social media, Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, Reddit, Telegram, Snapchat, etc. There's file sharing, iMessage, AirDrop, Android Messenger, WhatsApp, Game, Free Write, and Learn. URL, location on the internet, email, Outlook, Gmail, and so on. I think you guys can figure it out from there. Store board name. What device was used by the child in 3,000 characters? All right. So now I get to write the whole. Hopefully that worked. I learned something. Then fix the following errors. Oh, okay. I had to read. But now hold on. We're doing this live. You know, the child victim or victims. Thanks. Let's proceed with other types of. Do you have any information about the abuse suspects? Not particular information. So they're going to have to look at the website to get like, have this, and besides, wouldn't be something I would say on the radio, on the live. Had this incident been reported to police or law enforcement or a law enforcement agency? No, not yet. Because I'm going to show everybody what's the process through going through the these type of channels. If you wanted to do it anonymously, this is how you do it. Has this incident been reported somewhere else? Any information you provide here will become part of the official report. You are not mandated or required to complete any of these fields nor be contacted. Providing your contact information may allow the cyber tip line team to gather additional information and all provide support, as well as allow law enforcement to validate the report by reaching out and with questions. Both the cyber tip line and law enforcement will maintain confidentiality, confidential with your contact information. Would you like to leave your contact information? So they have a yes and a no. Which one do you think I'm doing? Which one? As my name is Mr. Dennis Diaz, Commander-in-Chief of the Diaz Task Force, the Task Force that rescues men, women, and children for sex and human trafficking. Which one do you think I'm doing? For you guys, if you guys want to put no, that's perfectly fine. In my case, hell yeah. All right. What is your preferred method? By phone, baby. I'm going to give you everything. What is your preferred method of contact? By phone. First name. Dennis, you guys got that. Middle name, Morocco. Preferred name, it doesn't matter. I am whatever you say I am. If I wasn't, then why would I say I'm not? I am the paper, the news, every day I am. Which of the following best describe female, male, unknown? Prefer not to answer. I'm a male. Which of the following best describe you again? Oh, I'm a Hispanic. Puerto Rican. Yeah, at the end of the day, I'm a human being. That's what I care about. I'm a human being. You guys are human beings too. One thing that unites us is the fact that we hate seeing children get up. Is that fair? I'm a woman. I'm a man. But you get the point when it comes to children. Like, do you experience any of the following conditions where special consideration, blindness, physical, mental, insane in the membrane, no degree, cognitive, other? What language do you speak? English? Fun time. Myself and a plane. Area code, email address, country, America. Heck yeah. Address. Besides, you got my phone number. You can find my address. I just not gonna. But I'll give you this part. We gotta do this. We put in the address. You know that well. Then they ask, is there any additional information about you that we should know before contacting you? I don't know. Would you like someone from the cyber tip line to reach out to you for additional support? It's not support per se. I just want to follow up, see what in the future we can do better so we can collaborate together and stop these sick people and help children. That will be great. I'm going to put no, but I will be contacting you. If there's anything you think will be important for law enforcement or the cyber tip line to know, difficulty hearing language. Now, this is the part that I would love to have the camera over here and like, poop. So it says previews. and review and submit. We're reviewing and submitting. There you go. Once you submit, we value your feedback. I'm going to get to you on the feedback, okay? Trust me. And this part, I put it over here on the radio. It says, thank you. Reporting this position is an important step in stopping it. Thank you for the information you shared. Your report number is, and that's what I come on, I want to escalate it quickly. All right, so the report number is 2274133338. All right, to double make sure the report number is 2274133338. Got it. And just like that, let's make sure we're not forgetting any other important. The report will not be provided to our team of expert analysts. Please call 1-800-THE-LOST and reference the report number listed below if you have additional information to add to your report. You will not be automatically provided with an update on the status of this report. But please trust the National Center for Mission and Exploring Children is making the report available to the appropriate law enforcement agency. Oh no, fuck that. Hold on. And I don't mean missing children and exploited children. What I do mean is I don't stop. You may also go to missingkids.org, get help now for additional information related to internet safety of all age. Learn more by visiting missingkids.org. All right, so based on my experience with this website, is number one, I'm going to be doing a lot more with them. A lot, like, I'm going to analyze this website to the T, and I will be contacting them. And some way, mark my words, some way, somehow, we're going to work together, like, shaking hands, hand to hand. The DS Task Force and Missing Explorers Children, we're going to be high-fiving each other. One way, somehow, we will be high-fiving each other because we're going to work great together. I don't got everything figured out. Neither do I have. But I tell you what, teamwork does make the dream. You think I say it for fun and games? So let's do the closing on this thing. And make sure I double-check it. I didn't forget anything. I showed you guys the letter. And the letter was copy and paste. Literally, I copy and paste. One thing I will say, I'm not going to go to the chiropractor. Actually, I can see you guys better. I just want to make sure I don't miss a damn beat. If this episode, if any part of this freaking episode help you in any way, then by all means, share it with your friends and stuff like that. If you're listening to the podcast, please share it with your friends, family, Facebook, social media, whatever the case is. It will help a lot. And I want to bring the DS Tag first to even a higher level and help a lot of people, especially when it comes to children. So anything that you can do to help, man, I'm not asking you over here, I'm not trying to run you packets, I'm not here for likes or anything like that, but anything that you can help to help us get there, it doesn't matter if it's a comment, a follow, or whatever, a download in the podcast, whatever the case is, like, we're here to help, okay? And if you shall put it this way, if you shall were the one to be missing, you want people like us to be out there doing the best that they can to find your children, okay? Because at the end of the day, we don't play around. That's our job. Yeah, save it, share it. You guys can contact me. All the information that I put in, all the websites and so on, it's going to be on the show notes. It's also going to be in the comments as well. And I'm going to see if I can update the description for Facebook so I can put it there. When it comes to Instagram, TikTok, and everybody else, all the information will be there too. Because this is actually pretty important, guys. What you guys think? Literally submitted a bad website to somebody. But at the end of the day, I'm not Superman. I cannot be everywhere. You know what I mean? I am not God. Even if I try to be him, I'll tell you what, there's only one. And definitely it's not me. You know what I mean? So it's really important that we help each other. And your children are my children. My children is your children, and we need to protect all children. You understand? So, everybody out there, take it seriously. Please be careful. I love you all. Yeah, I already told you guys to share and so on. The most important part is, and I'll close you guys with this, is we don't protect children by presenting pretending that risk doesn't exist. All right, because the risk is there. There's a lot of bad people out there. If not, there wouldn't be an organization like us and Missing Children and so on working day and night to make things happen, okay? We need to protect them by recognizing it early. You know, there's a lot of human trafficking. There's a lot of people that will do bad things to children, including taking naked pictures and so on. So you see something, say something. Report it to the proper authorities, like I'll show you guys. And they'll take it from there. Or if you want to level up, take it to the police department, FBI, or whatever it is that you need to do. The FBI got a similar system as well. So I'm sure they can make it happen. You know, but I wanted to specifically show you guys from day one. Like, I don't know nothing. Go on Google and get it done. And then take it from there. I will be posting updates as everything progresses. And we'll take it from there. All right. And we're going to call this, we'll call it, this case is called Corn 3338. That will be your code. Now, I'm not going to say the code too many times. So when you hear me on the DS Task Force Network, or you hear me on social media and so on, and giving updates about Corn 3338, you guys know exactly what episode and what was this all about. All right, guys, I love you guys. Stay out there. Let's keep protecting children and be safe. I love you all.